You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Tomorrow is Fish Day in Port Washington, Wisconsin. It's billed as the world's largest one-day outdoor fish fry with 9 fish and chip stands to choose from, among other things. And even if you're not in Port Washington, it is Friday here in Wisconsin. That means there's a good chance you're going to be eating fish fry tonight. So for today's Food Friday, we celebrate the tradition of fish fry in Wisconsin. In a few minutes, we'll talk to the executive chef of a place that knows its fish fries, the Packing House in Milwaukee. Nick Sheeler has advice for making great fish fry at home. Kyle Cherik joins us first. He's the host of the Emmy-nominated public television show, Wisconsin Foodie. Kyle, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. It's great to be back. How are you today?
Well, I'm good. Now, you have traveled the state sniffing out all kinds of food and food traditions. How big a deal is the fish fry here in Wisconsin?
It's, well, for Wisconsin and particularly southeastern Wisconsin, or I would say the southern part of the state, it's deep cultural culinary roots. I mean, the city of Milwaukee became a chartered city in 1846. The state became a state in 1848. And within that time, the ethnic groups that were coming in, Scandinavians, but more importantly, Germans, and primarily, it's really fascinating, Germany's first sort of ethnic area that immigrated over to America and came to Wisconsin was southern German, southeastern to be specific, primarily Bavarians and so forth. And if it weren't for them coming first, I don't know that we would have the fish fry tradition that we have, because northern Germany, those of you that know your religious history, was Lutheran and Protestant, and southern Germany was Catholic. And the Catholic Germans were told not to eat meat on Fridays to observe their religion. So you've got to eat something. And being on one of the Great Great Lakes with abundant, you know, caches of fish, we have a tradition that's born.
And abundant fish, not terribly expensive fish. So this wasn't something that was necessarily a fancy food tradition, was it?
That's right. No, not at all. I mean, Wisconsin is really an interesting state because our first cash crop and the big crop that so many of the immigrants would have had a part in was wheat. People don't realize that if you were a cowboy heading west on the wagon train, or if you were a society lady in Boston, or a slave when the South was still under slavery, baking, there was a 60% chance that wheat had been shipped out of Wisconsin and grown in Wisconsin. And so there was a strong working class, and fish was abundant, and flour, obviously, for the batter, and beer was coming on, which is where we get the beer batter tradition. And this was a very working class, affordable, easy, and you didn't have to be Jacques Pepin or Julian Child to make a fish fry. It's we do it at home with our kids, and it's a pretty straightforward experience.
Now,
it's not rocket science.
All right, Kyle, some ethnic food traditions have not become the norm in Wisconsin. We're not all eating lutefisk, for example.
And that's right.
Some
that's
of us
right.
are okay with
yeah.
that, by the way. Why did this one stick? Why did it go beyond that German ethnic heritage to the rest of us?
Sure, it's a combination of really the taverns and the rise of the breweries through the latter part of the 19th century in Wisconsin, and the tied houses where a brewery would build the tavern and only that beer would be sold there. And the fish fry, with a large Catholic population throughout the state, whether it was Swedes or Germans or Poles, which were those were sort of the biggest ethnic groups that came around that turn of the century time. The fish fry was basically an easy way to get food into the taverns and to get people into the taverns. We don't think of it now, but the taverns of the 1880s and 1890s and 1870s, et cetera, were very much like the British public house, where it was primarily men. It wasn't families, but it could be families on a Friday night where you could get an inexpensive meal. There was conviviality with your working class, with the people that you went to church with the people that were in your neighborhood, and you could afford to feed a big brood. And you were within the parameters of whatever your bishop said was the right thing to do on that Friday.
So, Kyle, before I let you go, what are a couple of your favorite places to go for a good fish fry?
Well, the Packing House, for sure. They do it beautifully. They do it. They're part of that Polish tradition on the South Side when it was a huge political machine and neighborhood machine and economic machine. And they're a city treasure. Serb Hall, obviously, they do a beautiful fish fry, and they've been hanging on. And then I have to say, I don't even know if it's still going, but the Knights of Columbus, when I was a kid growing up in Waukesha, we would go at least once a month, and that huge banquet hall, and it was kids and the elderly and families and everybody enjoying and running around, and that warmth of what food and bringing community together is part of my memory banks, is part of my blood.
Kyle, thanks a lot for sharing that tradition with us.
You bet, you bet. Have a great weekend, and Brost.
Having
a beer with your fish fry.
That's Kyle Cherik, host of the Emmy-nominated show Wisconsin Foodie, which airs on Wisconsin Public Television. Well, now we go to Nick Sheeler. He's executive chef at the Packing House. We just heard about that in Milwaukee. Nick, thanks a lot for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
So what says Wisconsin to you about the Friday fish fry?
The feud. Part of people believe it ought to be beer battered. The other half believe that it ought to be breaded.
And do you come down on one side or the other, or are you willing to play both sides of the aisle there?
Honestly, as far as I'm concerned, it depends on the piece of fish.
Oh, okay. So what kinds of fish demand beer in the batter? To be drunk with it. All of them you can drink beer with, I imagine.
Right. I find that most of the ocean fish take well to beer batter, your cod, your haddock, pollock occasionally, whereas I find that the freshwater fish tend to handle the breading better. The freshwater fish also tend to be thinner, so if you're battering and then deep frying a piece of perch, it's going to curl up into a tiny little spiral, and that's not good for anybody.
Now let's dig into the cooking a little. We can get good fish fry at supper clubs, bars, church basements around the state. Is it possible to do a good fish fry at home?
Absolutely.
All right, what's the secret? What's the tip? Let's start with the fish. What kind of fish do you recommend? Maybe the novice fish fry home cook. What's a good place to start?
Honestly, the best place to start is the simplest place to start. Get yourself a nice stick of cod from the freezer at the grocery store.
Yeah, and that's a lot of times if it doesn't say different, you could assume it seems like the fish fry at your local restaurant is cod. So that's an easy way to go.
That is the standard. That's the default setting for the Wisconsin fish fry is the cod.
And that's an ocean fish. So let me see if I learned my lesson. I should do that in a beer batter.
Some places will. Here at the Packing House, we are strictly on the breaded side of the debate. So here at the Packing House, we do our cod breaded.
Breaded. Okay. Now, you sent us a recipe for breading, your ingredients, and how to. We've got that, by the way, linked on the Central Time Facebook page. Can you talk us through the basic breading recipe?
Yeah, I can do that I can do that for you. Kyle was saying, it's a real traditional thing. It's very easy. It was easy to do in the taverns in the 1880s, so it's easy to do in your kitchen. First off, you're going to start with about a pound of fine breadcrumbs. They should be really easy to find at your grocery store. Then you'll need a tablespoon of granulated onion, a little bit of black pepper, a little bit of iodized salt, and then just a tiny little pinch of cayenne pepper to help offset some of the fattiness that you're going to be picking up when deep frying it. You'll just mix all those dry ingredients together. Now, with your fish, you're going to want to thaw it out completely. You don't want to start with a frozen piece of fish at all. You want it totally thawed out, and you want to pat it dry. Then you're just going to dip that in some unseasoned flour, shake off the excess. Then you'll dip that in a little bit of egg wash. I like to use about 3 parts milk, 1 part egg in our wash. Then you'll just shake off the excess egg wash as well. And then you're going to put that right into your breadcrumb mixture. Roll it around, press it in real lightly, but with most fish, delicacy is key, so you don't want to be mashing up the fine grain on the fish. And then once you got the breadcrumbs on, just pull it out, shake it off, and that can go right into your little deep fryer right at home.
And do we have to deep fry, or can we pan fry it in some oil in a pan one side then the other?
You can absolutely pan fry it. When I make it at home, that's how I do it.
Do you end up with a little less oiliness that way?
Not really. If you're deep frying,
that batter's going to soak it up. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're deep frying at the right temperature, actually the fish isn't going to pick up a whole lot of oil. the moisture exiting the fish will actually force the grease away. So a good fish fry should be nice and crispy, but about the oil will really only penetrate the breading layer. So,
well, let's go up to our 201. That was 101. Let's go up to our 201 class. Now, I'm never going to say no to cod, but I've had some great fish fries with other kinds of fish. What are the next ones we should explore after we've got the cod down?
Number two on the list is always going to be perch. It's a standard staple around here. We go through mostly cod around here, but we do serve quite a bit of perch, Yellow Lake perch. That's pretty easy to get your hands on. However, my personal favorite is the walleye.
Yes. I'll say some of the best fish fry I've ever had has been walleye. What
Absolutely.
Makes that so good, Nick?
The fish itself is nice and lean. It's very, very mild, so whatever flavoring you put in the breading or in your batter is going to end up being what you experience. It's slightly sweet. It's nice and thin, so it'll cook real fast, but it's still got enough mass that it's not going to dry out if you take your eye off of it for a minute.
We're talking to Nick Sheeler, executive chef for the Packing House in Milwaukee. They are known for their Friday night fish fry, and we'd love to hear from you. What is your favorite fish for fish fry? What do you have to have on the side? We'll get into sides in a minute. Is it the potato pancakes or the fries? Where's your favorite place to go for a fish fry? And if you're going to be eating at Port Washington's Fish Day tomorrow, or cooking, the world's largest one-day outdoor fish fry, let us know about that. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. As Port Washington celebrates the world's largest one-day outdoor fish fry tomorrow, we're celebrating the tradition of fish fries across Wisconsin today on Food Friday. Nick Sheeler stays with us. He's executive director of the Packing House in Milwaukee, known, among other things, for their fish fry. And we'd love to hear from you. What is your favorite fish to use in a fish fry or to eat at a fish fry? Where do you go for a great fish fry? And what sides are key? 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Before we go to calls, Nick, I wanted to ask you about sides. What do you serve there with your Friday fish fry?
With our Friday fish fry, everybody gets a side of soft rye cocktail bread with butter, tartar sauce, coleslaw, and then everyone has a choice of potato pancakes or french fries.
Aha. So, yeah, I know there are probably partisans of both, potato pancakes and the fries. You let them go either way on that.
I do let them go either way, but I do have I do have suggestions for them.
Which way do you go?
Being a good German boy, I always have to recommend the potato pancakes.
Yeah, if I'm in a restaurant and the potato pancakes are available, I'm going to get the potato pancakes, because fries you can get just about anywhere.
Right. Anybody can make a decent french fry. Finding a high-quality potato pancake is something you keep coming back for.
Sour cream or applesauce on the potato pancake?
I prefer the sour cream.
Me too. Michelle Good, our board operator, just mouthed the word both. She goes with both. We'll go to our callers now. We've got Sam on the line in Madison. Sam, hi. You're on the air.
Hi there.
What do you think about, what's your tip for fish fries, Sam?
Well, the best fish fries that I've ever had have all been up north in and around Minocqua. I live in Madison, but we got a place up on Blue Lake there, and really, the walleye and the perch are my two favorites. I've had some incredible fish fries with both of those. And I know cod is the staple, but if I had the option, I would go with either walleye or perch.
And, Sam, is this at a restaurant there, or are you catching these and frying them up yourself?
Well, the thing about the walleye and the perch is you can pull them out of any of those lakes there, but and we have. We've caught walleye, not so much perch, but there's walleye in Blue Lake, and I know there is.
You're breaking up there, Sam. Lee, that sounds really good. Nick, I'm sorry, Nick, that sounds really good. And how fresh fish? You mentioned frozen cod earlier. Is fish
right.
fry a case where freshness doesn't really matter that much?
When you're dealing with your cod, most of the cod we're going to be seeing here is coming from either the North Atlantic or the North Pacific. So if just not an option with most of the sea fish. However, we always use fresh perch here, fresh walleye. when you're dealing with your freshwater fish and freshness is an option, it is absolutely the way to go, just because it stays moister longer. The freshness does matter, but it's more important in the freshwater fish than it would be in the ocean fish.
We are talking to Nick Sheeler from the Packing House in Milwaukee. We're talking fish fry on today's edition of Food Friday. Back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. We have Charles on the line in Cumberland. Charles, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, Pine Ridge Lodge in Stone Lake, Wisconsin. It's in northwest Wisconsin. Has the best fish fry on Friday nights. It's all the walleye you can eat for $14.
Not bad. What makes a walleye, that alone makes it special? What else makes it special?
Oh, it comes with fried chicken, fried bread, and coleslaw.
Fried chicken on the side. That defeats the whole fish on Friday purpose, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess
that's cheating.
For the Protestants.
Okay, but the fish is really good, though.
Oh, it's very good. Excellent. You can get it fried or broiled.
Wonderful. Charles, thanks a lot. Pine Ridge Lodge in Stone Lake. And fried or broiled? Yeah, so, Nick, some non-fried options. Do you serve up at your restaurant non-fish fry fish for Friday night?
Absolutely. We always have broiled cod on our Fridays. And that comes with the same sides as the fish fry. And then because everybody loves the walleye, we do have broiled or pan-fried walleye every single night of the week.
And, Nick, I'm scared to cook fish sometimes because I've ruined it in the past, and I'll ruin it again. What's a good tip for a general tip for broiling fish and not getting it wrong?
I would recommend cheating, putting about a quarter inch of water in the bottom of the pan. That'll help prevent sticking, and it'll help keep your fish moist while you're broiling it.
Wonderful, because that's my problem. I overcook it. It gets dry. I love cheating. That's wonderful.
Little bit of water goes a long way.
That's great. We'll go back to our callers, Jeff in Montford. Jeff, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What did you want to bring up?
Well, I was going to ask how long, when you're cooking fish in a frying pan and you've got it, let's say it's cod, you've got a dry batter on it, how long do you actually cook it?
Good question, Jeff. How do we know when it's done? How long do we cook it, Nick?
I always use the rule of thumb, GBD, golden brown and delicious.
Okay.
So when your fish is golden brown, looking about if you're looking at about an inch and a half thick piece of cod, you're looking at probably about 3 minutes per side, and you want to make sure you do that at like medium or medium low heat, just because you don't want to cook the outside and leave the inside raw.
And I always want to, when I cook any kind of meat, I want to take a cross-section of the thickest sample. I'll cut it, take a look. What does fish look like to know it's done?
Fish will be glistening, opaque, and white in most cases.
Glistening, opaque, and white. Okay. I wanted to get into coleslaw a bit. You mentioned you serve that on the side. When I make my own coleslaw, it's the mayo kind. Do you go with a mayo-based creamy coleslaw or a vinegar, what I think of more as a German or Polish coleslaw?
We go with the creamy coleslaw here.
Okay. And any reason for that? Just a personal preference?
Oh, that's our fish fry recipe is as old as the building. So they have been making creamy coleslaw here longer than I have been alive. So that's just the way they've always done it here. And personally, I find the creamy coleslaw a better accompaniment to fish fry than the real sharp vinegared coleslaw.
I got to ask, is there another fish fry outside of the Packing House that you go to when you get to get away from your own restaurant?
Personally, I don't have a favorite. That's one of the nice things about living in Milwaukee is I can pick a direction, I can drive for 5 minutes, and I can find a sign that will say Milwaukee's best fish fry. So just about everybody's got one.
Time for one more call. Doug in Lancaster. Doug, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi there. Thanks for taking my call. For those of us who are not from the Milwaukee area, originally anyway, out here in southwest Wisconsin, we have a little bit of different choices in our fresh fish without a lot of lakes around. And one of the best fish fries I ever had is from the least likely and lowliest of fish, the bluegill.
Mm.
A friend of mine cooked some up about a year ago now, actually. And I'll be honest, I was skeptical to try it, but once I did, we couldn't get enough of the stuff.
That's great. Doug, so, thanks a lot. I've had great bluegill fish fry, too. Nick, thanks a lot. We're out of time. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Nick Sheeler. He's the executive chef at the Packing House in Milwaukee. He joined us to talk about the art of the fish fry for today's Food Friday. And by the way, head over to the Central Time Facebook page. We have a recipe from Nick there, a basic breaded fish fry, the ingredients. He talks you through the directions there. And while you're there, share your favorite place to go for fish fry in Wisconsin.